CJSF 90.1 FM is now on air and online. Can't get enough of your favorite campus community radio station? Now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
This is a CJSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
The echoes of Tiananmen Square 35 years later, people call to remember. On June 3rd and 4th, 1989, the world witnessed the Tiananmen Square massacre in Beijing, a brutal suppression of pro-democracy protests which culminated in the deaths of hundreds, perhaps thousands of civilians.
六四三十五周年，人们呼吁记忆的声音更强大。1989年6月3至4日，世界目睹了北京的天安门大屠杀及中共对民主运动的残酷镇压，成千上万人死亡。
On the tragedy's 35th anniversary, the families of those lost to the massacre sent their words loud and clear to Chinese leader Xi Jinping, requesting a full official disclosure on the violence and destruction caused.
今年六四前夕，死难者家属、天安门母亲群体向中共领导人习近平发出公开信，要求当局公开死亡人数。
We will never forget the lives that were lost to those brutal bullets or crushed by tanks on June 4th, 35 years ago, the letter reads.
信中写道，我们忘不掉35年前的6月4日，那些鲜活的生命被罪恶的子弹击中，被坦克碾压，被失踪。
Those who disappeared, those relatives, couldn't even find their bodies to wipe away the blood and bid them a final farewell, the letter added. It is too cruel that this happened along a 10-kilometer stretch of Chang'an Boulevard in Beijing in peacetime.
信中说，失踪人员连尸骨都找不到，家人们不能为遇难者擦净身上的血迹，送上最后的告别。这样的事情发生在和平时期，中国首都北京十里长安街上，太残忍，罄竹难书。
Despite the heavy censorship committed by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, future generations since 1989 have been able to learn of these websites and by participating in annual remembrance ceremonies worldwide.
尽管中共严密审查信息，八九年以后，大陆成长起来的新时代还是通过海外网站了解到六四真相。全球很多国家都举行纪念六四的活动。
Through letters, the Tiananmen Mothers Group, a collection of grieving relatives fighting for the government's official responsibility for the massacre, continue to campaign for their lost loved ones.
难属组织天安门母亲群体年复一年地向中共当局发出公开信，为死去的亲人向官方追究责任。
However, these letters have not been replied to despite global outcry. The CCP remains steadfast against all criticism, warning its citizens to keep a low profile. As the anniversary approaches, calls to CCP officials have been left unanswered.
三十五年来，中共从未就天安门母亲群体的相关诉求做出回应。虽然全球不断呼吁，但中共坚决反对所有批评的声音，并警告异议人士要保持低调，给官员的电话无人接听。
Zheng Xuguang, a former student protester who now lives in the U.S., said he is not surprised by the CCP's silence.How can they admit that they were wrong to kill people, he said. Xi Jinping and the Communist Party are codependent. If she were to reappraise the official verdict of June 4th, the Communist Party would fall from power.
旅居美国的原北京高校学生、自治联合会常委、院校代表郑旭光告诉自由亚洲电台，他对中共的做法不感到吃惊。他说，杀人怎么能认错呢？习近平和共产党是一个共生的关系，比如习近平来平反六四，成就他的英明决定，但是共产党就要下台，我觉得他不会平反六四。
Radio Free Asia, RFA, Mandarin released a poll to its followers on X, asking if they would have joined the protest if they could travel back in time to do so. Many replied that they would, with some saying they have become more radical than the protesters.
自由亚洲电台中文部在社交媒体上对听众做了一个问卷调查，问题是，如果时间倒转，你会参加当年的抗议吗？很多人回答会，一些人说会比当年的抗议者更激进。
Others admit that they have been blinded by the official story by the CCP, only to change their view when they left the country.
另一些人承认，他们被中共宣传蒙蔽，离开中国后才改变了看法。
Even then, the CCP's brainwashing of Chinese citizens is claimed to be successful, as described by Chinese student Wu Heming.
留学生吴和明说，中共对民众的洗脑很成功。
This is mainly because the Chinese Communist Party's brainwashing in education is very, very successful, Wu, who now lives in California, said.From childhood onwards, people have no other channels through which to access any other information. So all of your thought patterns get solidified by that rhetoric.
现住加州的吴和明说，中共的洗脑教育很成功。从少儿时代起，人们没有获得信息的其他渠道，所以你所有的思维方式都被中共的说辞固定了。
Today, many still remember and fight for remembrance and recognition of the horrid massacre, long after Deng Xiaoping and the then communist leader sent troops and tanks to silence the 1 million dissenters who marched in Beijing.
现在，很多参加过当年学生民主运动的人仍在抗争，拒绝遗忘大屠杀。当时，邓小平派出部队和坦克镇压。使在北京抗议的百万人噤声。
We thought the violation of the Constitution and of the law and would bring disaster down on this country, Jiang Qiang, a student at the South China University of Technology during the massacre, recalled.
当年到北京参加抗议的南方技术大学学生张强回忆说，我们认为派军队镇压违反了宪法和法律，会给国家带来灾难。
Jiang's story of his time during the massacre is among countless others that remain as a brutal reminder of those who continue to live with the horror and the silence that still exists many years later.
张强在大屠杀期间的经历与无数其他幸存者一样，残酷地提醒人们，多年后人们仍生活在恐怖和沉默之中。
Welcome back to the Chinese Show on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Now it's our time to showcase the album recently released by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Roby Bottas, and the music piece is called Diamond.听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chinese Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，到了我们加拿大音乐人最新发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Roby Bottas。作曲并演奏的一首乐曲，名字叫做《Diamond》。 The music you heard is called Diamond, and it's from Ruby Bottis' recently released album titled Old Soul. And by the way, it's released in February 2018, and if you're interested in, you can visit the website www.robbybottis.com. And Aplex is a song from Good Lovelies, and it's called Move Away Clouds, which is from their album titled Shifters, released in March 2018. 听众朋友，接下来请大家欣赏来自 Good Lovelies 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Move Away Clouds。 By the way, if you're interested, you can visit their website www.goodlovelies.com. Song from Carrie Wendell McClernand, and It's called Liberty Songs, and it's from the album titled Freedom Singer, which was released in February 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Carrie Wendell McClelland 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Liberty Songs， 希望您喜欢。
只有你在我身旁。其实我知道你比我重要，只是我做的太少。我要到远方，你给我翅膀，而你在远方，我只是感
下雪了吗？ Which means, is it snowing at your place? And it's vocalized by